All right. So Rav Avadya says, "Shachal tishba b'shabbat v'nidcha tani liyom rishon mutar l'chabes begadim kol yemei ha'shavua shlifnei tishbav." So Rav Avadya says you're allowed to, for Sfarim, can wash clothes before tishbav, but can labosh begadim mechubasim to wear freshly laundered clothes. It makes it feel like you want to convert and become a Sfardi here. Ba'achenu Ashkenazim na'agu l'hachmir b'lav hachi shalol chabes b'Rosh Chodesh Av. But our brethren, our Ashkenazi brethren, their minhag is from Rosh Chodesh Av, they don't do any of this. V'yesh me'yadotam izrach sh'na'agu kam kin l'hachmir. There are some Sfardim who are machmir, who are stringent. U'shachat tishba b'shabbat, when tishba falls on Shabbos, nachon gam l'didan, it will be appropriate for we, Sfardim, he says, shalol istaper b'erev Shabbat, not to get a haircut this Friday. See if you can manage it. Okay. Kidei shikan sulatanik shemenu balim. So in other words, they shouldn't be all like, you know, primed up, you know, for the Shabbos. But other than that, they're in the clear. Okay, so let me talk about for Ashkenazi. Now, for Ashkenazi people, which a lot of us are, so there's a prohibition on wearing freshly laundered clothes and a separate prohibition in washing the clothes from Rosh Chodesh Av. Two separate Isurim. So in terms of washing the clothes, so that's it. I can't wash clothes now from Rosh Chodesh Av till after Tisha B'Av. That's one Isur. And the second Isur is I'm not allowed to wear freshly laundered clothes. So the issue then becomes how do I manage the whole way. So what a lot of people do is, let's say with shirts, they try the shirt on for a bit of time before the 9 days, and then it's not a freshly laundered clothes. So now I'm telling you now, before Rosh Chodesh Av, and you know they wear the freshly laundered clothes for a bit, and now it's not freshly laundered, and then what's up?
So sometimes laundered, but 2 weeks ago.
Right.
You haven't worn it. It's still fresh.
That's correct, yeah. The time doesn't make a difference. Okay, now, now there is an opinion that some posts can bring down. Rav Abadi also brings this down, and some of this hold that a shirt is a beged hazeah. So beged hazeah, if it's a garment that, you know, it's made to absorb perspiration, so then I'm allowed to wear a fresh and laundered, it was like underwear, I could wear a fresh and laundered underwear. So some want to say that a shirt is beged hazeah now. I was talking to Rabbi Ezra Schwartz today, he was one of the Rosh Yeshiva, he was saying, if you hold a shirt as a beged hazeah, but that would mean that during Avelus you wouldn't do kriya on the shirt, because there's no mitzvah kriya on the beged hazeah. So I think 99.9% of us always do kriya on the shirt, you know, during Shiva. That's a raya that you're holding that it's not beged hazeah. Anyway, but I just thought I would put that out there a little bit. Now, there is a way out of this, though, nevertheless. Let's say I didn't prepare my shirts ahead of it. One way would be I get my local friendly Sephardic person, and he wears my shirt for a bit, and then I'm in good shape. You know, like Yosef is here, and I say, Yosef, do me a favor, wear my shirt for a bit. Now, another way is also on Shabbos, a lot of poskim say, for Shabbos, a lot of poskim say you can wear freshly laundered clothes for Shabbos. So there is a way. Let's say I didn't prepare. I didn't prepare. I could wear one shirt, let's say Friday night, but I'm wearing it for Friday night, and then one shirt for Shabbos morning, let's say till lunch, and another shirt from lunch till the afternoon. And in that way, I'm like bona fide using the shirts, but I'm also, you know, getting a little stockpile, you know, to preparing myself.
What?
No. So in Achinami, if I just do it to prepare for during the week, it is Hakana. But if I'm wearing it and I'm doing it now for Shabbos also, and I'm using the shirt for Shabbos, you know, for a valid Shabbos, but in other words, if I just put it on, let's say, for a half hour, and then another shirt for a half hour, that's Hakana. But if I'm wearing the shirt all Friday night, this is one shirt, you know, Shabbos morning, you know, then it sort of gets out of the Hakana issue. Okay, I think that's it for today. Any questions? Come. Well, see, I've heard people say that. I don't know what to say. People stomp on the shirts on the floor. I don't know what to say, but I've heard that people do that. Okay. Any other questions, comments, thoughts? Rabbi Chananya b'chasroch, salt yichah, salt yichah.